Hi, this is Dave Keel. You know, when I first became a Christian, decades ago, I was puzzled. I mean, shortly after I'd been a Christian for a little bit, I was puzzled. And here was the source of my puzzlement. I would read the Bible and see how active and vibrant and growing the church was in the early days of the Bible, the early days of the church. But then I'd look around and see the modern church, and I don't see that activity. I don't see that power. I don't see any of that. I see thousands of denominations and formalistic and ritualistic kinds of things going on Sundays, but I just don't see what I saw in the Bible in regards to the early church. And this puzzled me for a long, long time. I think, how can this be? And as I've grown more involved in business, of course, the last four decades or so, I began to notice the same kinds of things. Specifically, as I began to work with Christian businesses, it occurred to me that very few Christian businesses ever reach the potential that they have to be really powerful entities in the kingdom of God. And why is that? You know, it's the same kind of question that I had in regards to the church. Why is the church this when the Bible shows it to be that? And the same thing with Christian businesses. I see Christian businesses operating at a fraction of their spiritual potential. And when I look in the Bible and see what an impact business has on God's plan and the world at large and so on, I just see such a disparity between the ideals that I see in the Bible and the reality. Why is that? And, over the years, I've really given that some consideration, and I've come down to understanding that much of our success as Christians and Christians business people is hindered by ideas that we have accepted and internalized along the way. Now, many of these, we're not even aware of them. They're sort of silent paradigms. They exist below the surface of our awareness. But it sort of resonates with me that that we create or accept ideas or paradigms, beliefs, that as a net result hinder our success. Some decades ago, I attended a conference presented by the Institute in Basic Youth Conflicts. And the premise was this, that we are all burdened by events in our childhood that present us with fundamental conflicts about ourselves. We won't become who we are meant to be without first resolving those conflicts. At this point in my life, I can see the validity of that idea. I have come to see that we're all hindered by ideas, attitudes, and habits that we have acquired mindlessly in our lives. And again, for want of a better term, let's call them negative paradigms. And one key to building successful lives and businesses is to identify and remove the paradigms that hinder our growth. Now, let me give you an example. The world is full of people, Christian people, who believe that a business is all about making money. They believe that they go to church on Sunday and that's their Christianity, and what they do in the week on Monday through Friday has got nothing to do with that. It's just about money. So people who believe that, which, by the way, is a false paradigm, people who believe that would not even consider putting biblical practices into their business because they don't believe there's a place for that in business. See, their belief stops the positive activity that could have happened. So if we want to help people create biblical businesses, I have discovered that probably the first thing to do is to help them remove negative paradigms, beliefs that hinder that business coming to its full potential. Some years ago, I discovered a way to graphically illustrate this idea. Now, imagine, if you will, an incredibly powerful light in the shape of a round globe. And it's sitting in a room by itself, and this thing is so powerful, you know, the room is just radiant with this light. Now you, let's imagine you go in and you build a framework around that that sphere, and you make it out of wood, so it's sort of the outlines of a box on either side. It's a framework. So, you know, the light can still be seen, it just has a little bit of a framework around it. Now, take a screen, like, you know, we put on the windows, keep the insects out. Take one of those screens and nail it to one of the sides of that box you just built. And you'll understand that it, in some small way, hinders the light shining out through that. And so if you put screens on all the surfaces of this box you've built around it, you will have, in some small way, reduced the amount of light coming from it. Now, if you put more screens on top of them, layer after layer after layer after layer of screens on top of that box, eventually you're going to prevent any of that light from shining through. Now, one screen won't do it, two probably not, but as you put multiple layers of screens, you hinder the light that shines through. Now imagine that as an example of us and our businesses and our souls. You know, we have this incredibly powerful power of the Holy Spirit within us. Yet we don't see the expression of that. Only little glimpses of it here and there. Why is that? Well, it's because we have accumulated erroneous negative paradigms that are like screens, and we've put each one down to cover up the power of the light that is within us. And one probably won't do it, but multiple and multiple of these negative paradigms will. And so as a result, what we've done is we've used these, and again, not intentionally, but still it's happened to us, we have accumulated these negative paradigms that have the effect of hindering the power of the Holy Spirit within us and our businesses, and have the effect of decreasing the power and the impact that a Christian business can have. So if we're going to make a difference, if we're going to achieve our purpose, if we're going to see our businesses grow and become what they can be, one of the first things we have to do is identify and pry off the negative paradigms that have hindered our power to grow a biblical business. And that's what we're going to be talking about in a number of these podcasts and blog posts going forward. Okay, by the way, before I close, I just really want to encourage you to go get the Good Book on Business and see what an impact biblical businesses are designed to have. Your eyes will be open. There are things in the Bible about what a business does and is that you have never considered, and maybe one of the first steps towards eliminating negative paradigms is to get a glimpse of what the potential really could be. The Good Book on Business, you can buy it on the Good Book on Business website or on Amazon, or you can order it anywhere books are sold. The Good Book on Business. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.